Hello, and welcome to another episode of Recovery for the Narcissist podcast. I am your host, Dr. Eric Perry. If you haven't yet subscribed, make sure you do so you never miss an episode. If you're a first-time listener, please note that this podcast is not meant to assess, diagnose, or treat narcissistic personality disorder. My intention for this podcast is to provide some insight and encouragement to those of you who exhibit narcissistic tendencies so you can start to break some of those negative patterns of behavior and live a happier, healthier, and more fulfilling life. The title of today's episode is, Can You Have a Healthy Relationship with Someone Who is Narcissistic? I am often asked if it is possible to be in a relationship with a person who exhibits narcissistic behavior. The answer to that is yes. Many of us have relationships with narcissistic individuals. But I believe the question we should be asking is, can you be in a healthy relationship with someone who is narcissistic? All relationships require work in order to keep them healthy and balanced. We have to make the time and effort to show the people in our lives that we care about them. Any relationship can and will suffer if there is not a healthy balance between the individuals. There needs to be reciprocated, beneficial action between the two individuals. If one person takes too much from the relationship without giving back to the other person, it will become unbalanced and will leave one person holding much of the emotional load of the relationship. I do believe that with awareness, dedication, and hard work, a person can have a relationship with someone who is narcissistic. But it's important to remember that being mindful and prioritizing your relationship will be a lifelong practice. If you are in a relationship with a narcissistic person, or if you are an individual with narcissistic tendencies, having boundaries in place is crucial for your relationship to function. I find that one of the most important factors for a relationship to work is the ability to communicate with one another. And when a problem arises, there has to be a willingness to accept that there is a problem, identify the problem, and figure out the best way to work on it. In order to best identify the problem, you need to have a common language. What I mean is that many times individuals with narcissistic tendencies will not know that there is an issue in the relationship. You cannot hint at a problem with someone who is narcissistic. You have to feel comfortable and secure enough to be able to tell them in a clear way that there is a problem. But it's important to remember that you have to be able to figure out what their language is in order for them to hear you. Often, if you approach a person with narcissistic tendencies in an overly emotional way, they may respond in an aggressive manner. They may feel that they are being blamed and attacked for the way you are feeling. This will lead them to feel fear and anger over the possibility of being rejected by you. And as a result of this, they may answer defensively instead of simply listening to you. Individuals with narcissistic tendencies are often perfectionists and natural problem solvers. Many of them are experts at reading people, and in their daily lives they spend much of their time perfecting their interactions with the world. Unfortunately, they often forget or don't seem to consider how their partner may be feeling. This may be because they often perceive their partner as an extension of themselves and are unable to see them as having their own thoughts and feelings. Your partner has their own wants and desires, and has their own perspective of the relationship. It's important to let your partner express how they are feeling without you feeling like you are being personally attacked. I often find that when an individual is willing to accept their narcissistic tendencies, they will be more successful at maintaining a healthy relationship. By accepting that you have tendencies that have a negative impact on your relationship, you can begin to take ownership of the issues that you may be causing. By identifying and accepting your narcissistic traits, you can also begin to set healthy boundaries. For example, you can decide that you will start working on arguing in a healthy manner. You can decide to not resort to name-calling, passive-aggressive behaviors, or other negative acts. It's important that both parties in the relationship learn to communicate effectively and in a healthy way with one another. Another boundary that a person with narcissistic traits can set for themselves is to commit to not engaging in an argument when you are feeling attacked. You can give yourself permission to walk away and take a breather in order to regain your composure. Just make sure you let your partner know you are taking a step back and that you will return after a specific amount of time has passed. And let them know how much time you think you will need. I recommend an hour or two. But if you need more time than that, take it. Again, just make sure you communicate with your partner about how much time you need. It's important to remember that having narcissistic traits does not make you less than others. It doesn't mean you are less deserving of love and respect. It just means that you have some room for improvement in your behavior. I believe with the right support system, you can have a loving and stable relationship with someone who displays narcissistic behaviors. At the end of the day, we all want to be loved for who we truly are. If you find yourself feeling discouraged by what you're reading online about narcissistic behavior, I'm here to remind you to keep pressing forward, keep staying positive, and never ever give up. Change is possible. Just take one step at a time, one day at a time. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of Recovery for the Narcissist podcast. I am your host, Dr. Eric Perry. Until next time, see you soon.